Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hour two of our 2015 kickoff to What's On Your Mind, the Northern Plains' most listened to radio program, where you get to tell us what's on your mind each and every day. Simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. From the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. And thanks to the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moran, and AM 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson, we get a chance to reach out to you each and every day here on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Couple of Mondays a month, we're joined by Ron Ness, President and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, to answer any questions you have about an industry extremely important to the well-being of the great state of North Dakota, about $30 billion in economic impact, about 60,000 jobs directly in the industry, and a lot going on. So we welcome Ron Ness back to the program to chat with us today. Ron, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Good morning, Scott, and Happy New Year to you.
What is on your mind today?
Well, it is it's interesting. The price of crude oil is dropping pretty heavy again this morning, and I think I've been trying to do a little reconnaissance this morning with some folks across, some leaders across industry, to determine what they think is what the future holds. Of course, none of us know, but I know that we've got 147 legislators coming to town this week that all want to know what it's going to mean to the budgeting process, what it's going to mean to the state's economy. So I'm trying to do a little preparation today, but certainly we think that what seems to be the common trend is this is going to be it's here to stay, these pricing at these levels. So as a motorist, it's good news for gas prices, but certainly there are going to be some changes, and I think we're beginning to see them in terms of the exploration budgets, and we expect more of those earnings reports to be coming out in the next week or 10 days. And we're going to start seeing these rigs drop off and on the exploratory side, which is really the side that turns the economic engine of sales tax and all of those other things. So folks are saying 6 months to 2 years. That's a long time in the world of an economy. So I think that the operators are buckling down the hatches and producing the oil that they have in place and trying to drill their best wells wherever that may be.
You use the term here to stay, and of course, obviously, that's the big issue. Just how long, right? And that'll be the ultimate. I mean, what kind of length are you talking about when you say here to stay at a price in this neighborhood? What does conventional wisdom tell us right now from the industry?
Well, I think when we say here to stay, there's not going to be a quick increase, barring a world event. There's not going to be a quick jump in the price of oil in the near term, which is, as I've said, if we're still having this discussion in June, that's a pretty significant amount of time in the world of those capital exploration dollars and budgets and what it means in terms of multiplier effect across North Dakota, and you begin starting that next biennium for the state. So I think it's a hard question to answer, and certainly nobody knows, but it's looking to us like 2015 is going to be a down year in terms of commodity prices.
If you see some of the announcements from the companies about their capital expenditure plans, one thing I've noticed, Continental as an example, had a reduction of better than half of their plans on capital expenditures, but an increase in production. What does that tell us?
Well, that tells us that the Bakken and the places where Continental and most of the companies in the Bakken operate have sweet spots. In North Dakota, that is partial in Sanish Field in Montreal County. It's McKenzie County. It's areas on the reservation. Those are areas in which they can continue to produce the wells that they've drilled, and that they can drill additional wells with half of their drilling rig fleet that are their biggest producing areas. And that means they can, through 2015, they hope that they can sustain their current level of production. Now, moving into 2016, I think you would begin to see production decline if we don't increase that well count again. So, we're talking $50 off a barrel of crude oil from where we were just a few months ago. So it's just pure and simple math. How much capital do you have left at the end of the day to reinvest into something else? And what are your investors and your bankers willing to allow you to invest? They want you to put that money where the return is the best.
Off-air call here wants to know what you anticipate in the way of job reductions as a result of the fluctuation in the price.
Well, our numbers are been fairly constant. We have about 120 direct and indirect jobs as a result of every drilling rig, which is the barometer of industry, is the drilling those new wells. I've got a little chart here I'm keeping on my desk. On December 12th, we had 186 drilling rigs. On January 1st, we had 170 drilling rigs. Each of those drilling rigs, of course, drills a new well, which means you need sand and water and all those inputs for that rig. So that's a drop of 16 drilling rigs over basically a one-month period, and I would assume that's going to triple or quadruple over the next quarter. So doing the math, you start to look at, we're talking pink slips in the terms of thousands here. So, and that's ultimately my biggest concern. I think the oil companies are going to be fine. They're going to hunker down. But it's people who have, maybe come here for a second chance that have a specific skill set that maybe that skill set's not going to be needed in that demand. So can they look at one of our other jobs in North Dakota? And so it's for anybody, I think that's a significant impact to any family or any family member that there are going to be job reductions in the near term. Some of those people are going to be glad to have a break, but how long it lasts is another thing. Can we get them back?
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us today. Questions, comments, welcome. It's 701-258-0550. Toll free at 800-228-0550. Let's go up to Grafton, North Dakota, where Bob has a question for Ron. Go ahead, Bob.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, Ron, for taking my call. I love listening to your analysis when Scott has you on. Very interesting. $50 off the price of a barrel of oil in just a few months is pretty astounding. Now, I'm wondering here if there's a connection. I'm maybe kind of get a little off the wall here, but Jerry Breyer down at the Gold and Silver Exchange in Grand Forks has a DVD that I don't think you've seen it, but if you haven't, you should probably check it out. It's about a pastor who was pastoring up in Prudhoe Bay many years ago with the oil tycoons up there. Turns out, I guess apparently it was the elite, the New World Order guys. And now, China making some energy deals with Iran and Russia and not using the petrodollar. I'm wondering if there's maybe a little bit of a geopolitical something going on here with the fact that, the petrodollar not being used with OPEC, the dollar is the world's reserve currency, and the New World Order's plans on crashing the dollar sometime this fall if they have their way. I wonder if you have any comment on that, because I think what's going on here is geopolitical, and it's a little bit bigger than maybe we all see.
Well, Bob, I have a report here this morning that I was reviewing, and it covers a lot of the areas, and it's mostly geopolitical. And certainly, one of the things that I found interesting was what OPEC and the principal producers in that area now called the Gulf Cooperation Council, the GCC, they recognize that they cannot kill America's oil shale revolution, but that they can substantially decrease the rate of growth of our oil production, which by making capital more difficult, making these shale plays, which are high cost shale plays, more of a challenge. And so I think there are a lot of political political issues involved in all of this. I still think that the strong dollar, whether it's your wheat or corn or your oil or your gold and silver, the strong dollar is the leading indicator of falling commodity prices, and we've got an extremely strong dollar right now, which again just means the rest of the world can buy less of those commodities because they're all based upon the dollar. So I think that there's a lot of ramifications here. I was encouraged to see some information about allowing exports. I do believe that allowing exports is something that can drastically help the high-quality oil plays like the Bakken, because you can already export gasoline. Why not export crude oil to those refiners and those friendly countries that need that sweet oil? We've got a lot of heavy Canadian crude oil refineries across the U.S. that simply can't use Bakken-type oil.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you. More with Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council after your break. 800-228-0550 with your questions.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Mind. A couple of Mondays a month, we're joined by Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, answering your questions and comments, talking about things in the news. Welcome those at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So we started with, I guess, sort of the uncertainty of what the drop in the price means for activity and jobs and everything else. One certainty that remains is a whole lot of infrastructure needs that have been addressed in great detail, in no small part to what the Petroleum Council has done in getting legislators out into, Dickinson and Williston and Minot and, Watford City, a lot of time in Watford City in the region. We have a legislative session officially kicks off tomorrow and some pretty bold proposals. Do you see negative impacts from the price fluctuation on what's been proposed?
Certainly there's going to be a lot of the issues discussed, and I think a lot of the spending proposals probably pulled back and at least triggered or in some way hedged against how long the impacts would be on the oil production taxes, because it's not a few million or a few hundred million. As you lose $50 in the price of oil and you potentially see these tax triggers hit, you're talking maybe $5 billion reduction, and so it's pretty hard to budget, and the legislators have a very challenging task before them. But the one thing that we're certainly going to be advocating, and I hope that listeners will press their legislators to stay bullish on investing in North Dakota infrastructure, and specifically in Western North Dakota infrastructure. I think if there's a time to utilize some of our reserves and take some risks, it's to now build out that critical infrastructure that we need in order to respond and grow more efficiently. The Bakken is a world-class resource. When you look at all of the discussions across the country and the world, you hear about the two best plays. It's still the heart of the Bakken and the heart of the Eagle Ford. So we're going to produce this oil. The commodity price is going to come back, and what we can do between now and then to help ensure that we've added to the infrastructure, and which ultimately will reduce those housing costs, which I think is critical in a ramp up or ramp down of commodity prices. And let's be honest, this is what happens in the real world of commodity and of business, is that prices rise and prices drop, and it's how you're able to weather those times as a business and lower your costs, and it's a correction. So we're going to be pressing hard for the legislature to support the plans that have been laid forth and to utilize the reserves and not be skittish when it comes to investing in infrastructure in North Dakota. That also provides critical jobs, because we are going to see a change in the job market, I believe, as we move through this first quarter. There's going to be people that are available to work, and those construction jobs are always tremendous opportunities. And let's get some of this infrastructure built. And so when the things ramp up again in the Bakken, we're ready to go. And that helps everybody if you're able to put that infrastructure in place and create safer roads. And we've got some key infrastructure issues in regarding pipelines and those things that also have to happen.
You mentioned earlier McKenzie County as a sweet spot. Saw a quote the other day from Brent Stanford, mayor of Watford City. It was in a Bismarck Tribune story, talking about the need, based on activity today, for 7,000 permanent residences. And about 2,000 are on the drawing board right now. So still a considerable deficit. And that's an area, obviously, that's not going to slow down, right? Because, as you mentioned earlier, that's an area probably get more intense focus because it's a sweet spot. Do you think that's going to be a tough sell? When you do have the fluctuation in the price with the legislators, but yet knowing you still have an immense need to catch up with out there?
Well, there was I saw the McKenzie County paper this weekend, and I wish the Fargo Forum and the Tribune, or the Forum and the Herald and the Tribune would run the story of what has been built in Watford City in the last year. It is truly incredible. I don't think most people across North Dakota have any concept of the amount of building and infrastructure and the population growth and the things that they're experiencing there. And we took legislators there, and they saw firsthand. When you look at a town of 1,200, talking about 7,000 people, and I probably suspect that's 12,000 people, Scott, maybe going to be much higher than that. So those are critical needs, and I know it's hard across North Dakota to look and say, well, why should Watford City get this, or why should they get that? But when you look at the challenges they're faced with and the rapid growth in that small community, that's like taking Fargo from 100,000 people in a matter of 3 years to probably 1 million or 2 million people. That's the scale that, of the growth in an area that didn't have any of those services. So tremendous challenge. And I think, you know, McKenzie County is going to continue to be the spot where you see most of the activity. And those services come out of Williston, they come out of Dickinson. But at the end of the day, you saw Oasis Petroleum had 16 drilling rigs. They're going to basically drop 10 rigs over the next quarter. They're going to keep their 6 rigs in McKenzie County that they have there now. So that's probably where we're going to see is this retraction into those areas, still going to be busy in those communities. And they'll be busy in the other communities, too, because you're going to produce the 1 million barrels of oil that we have. It's got to be pipelined. It's got to be, you know, maintained. All of those things have to be continued. But I think those drilling rigs are going to, you know, become more concentrated in those few key areas.
How will the price be determined for the purposes of the budget? I know they plan another look at it here early in 2015, what number to use for the budgeting. But, how is that determined?
Well, the governor had his revenue forecasting Office of Management and Budget provided a revenue projection for his address to the legislature in early December, and that's basically what they set the forecast off. That number will be utilized unless the legislature on their own determines that they're going to alter that number. Then the forecasters will provide another look at that in mid-February. And the legislature will have to make the decision whether they're going to go with that or whether they think they have better numbers on their own. And I think it's going to be a very, very big challenge to try and get it right. You never get it right because you can never project. But historically in North Dakota, I think we've always done the right thing. We've been conservative in our projections. We've put some of that money aside in terms of all of these various buckets that get filled and where that money goes. And we've done that for a reason because commodity prices are volatile, things can change, and certainly we're seeing that today. Despite a lot of criticism that the legislature and the governor have taken for not spending more and more and more, I think that when we look back now, those were the right decisions, and North Dakotans have supported that.
And one other note is that, the actual dollars generated from oil and gas production, a very small percentage of that ends up in the general fund where the majority of the spending decisions are made, right?
Well, in terms of the tax dollars, in terms of the oil and gas production tax dollars, but remember, you know, that's the $100 million that the State Water Commission has to fund. If that extraction tax goes away, you know, now they probably have $10 million of biennium instead of $100 million of biennium. So that funds education. That funds all of the property tax relief. That funds the highway projects. So all of those off-budget items which get thrown into these
are benefiting. Yeah, no, I hear you.
They
there.
All come from oil money.
That's certainly a ripple effect there. We'll wrap up our conversation with Ron Ness for the next break. Questions or comments, welcome. Stay tuned, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the Trunk Bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Frisco, Texas bound for Friday's program of What's On Your Mind, broadcasting Saturday prior to the game as well. Looking forward to it. Of course, the Bison will be in Frisco for a shot at a four-peat of the NCAA National Championships, taking on to Illinois State. Going to be a lot of fun. The First International Bank and Trust Go Bison Studios will come to you from the Team Hotel, the Marriott in Frisco, Texas. It's actually in Plano, but right near where the team plays in Frisco on Friday. And then, as I mentioned, from the stadium on Saturday and tailgating prior to the game, and the Bison faithful will be everywhere. So we're really looking forward to that. Looking forward to a great time. Look forward to seeing lots of Bison faithful down there. So look us up Friday during the program, as I mentioned, from the Marriott in Plano there, right down the road from Frisco. Also want to thank our sponsors that include MyPillow.com. Make 2015 the year you just get yourself a little better night's rest. And amazing what you can do for your health and your disposition and your just how you go about every day when you have a good night's sleep. And the pillow makes a big difference. National Sleep Foundation went out and looked at all the pillows and said, you know what, my pillow is the best. It is. Selecting them as the official pillow. It's one of the reasons we celebrate with this two-for-one deal now on the original classic pillow, which means you get a great deal of savings of 50%. When you call 800-506-9028, check out MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code SCOTT to get the good deal. Or mention that when you call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. The magic really is this patented interlocking fill, because they've designed this so it adjusts to any sleep position. So if you sleep on your back, your side, it adjusts to you. And it stays cool. No tossing and turning. Love that call we got the other day from a listener who said, you know, I used to sleep with a pillow on the floor, and, I'd swap out because I hate it when my pillow gets cool. I bought one of those My Pillows you guys were talking about. Don't have to do that anymore. Well, think of the better rest that guy's getting. Just one listener. So it's working. Comes with a 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. A couple minutes left with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, chatting about the upcoming legislative session, talking about oil prices, talking about activity in the Bakken right now. Welcome your calls, your questions, and your comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Do have an email question here, Ron, that came in during the break, specifically about today's drop. Is there an industry consensus, the listener wants to know, on where the bottom is on oil prices? Is there what's the chatter among you and others in the industry?
That's a great question, and one that I think is very concerning, because every time you see these thresholds get met, it kind of seems like there's there's another level below that. And this time of year, demand is down, and you know, a lot of indicators. So today, oil's down, I think this morning, $2.18. And so that puts us somewhere around the $50 mark. And once you get to 49, then it almost seems like now 40 becomes the bottom. So I was a bit concerned in the last few weeks when oil kind of had a kind of a soft flattening. I would have rather seen a drop and then a jump up again. It would have shown you some strength in the market, but we don't see that. And I think it's I have no idea. So if you're buying stocks, I don't know if you should buy today or wait, because we thought we've seen the bottom several times, and we thought maybe it was in the 60s, and it didn't happen in the 60s, and now it may not happen in the 50s, so it could be in the 40s. And you got to remember, oil's at $50 today, but one of the big issues is that the Bakken is heavily discounted because of transportation and because of all of that light sweet crude oil trying to find their way into refining markets, which is, you know, helping lower those gas prices, because those refiners are able to discount Bakken type oil because it's got to get to market somewhere. Yeah, so you're seeing somewhere between a $10 and $13 discount on Bakken oil when it was in the mid-50s. So that means you're not getting $50 today. You're getting probably $35 to $38 for a barrel of that Bakken. And certainly your mineral owners know that, as they're starting to see their royalty checks for the past few months show up. And they've taken a 50% discount on probably the value of that check since their September and August, September and October numbers.
One thing I've shared with folks, in my opinion, this is my opinion, based on what's happening right now, is that, as you mentioned earlier, this is a world-class resource, all right? Mentioned again and again and again, and it is a resource-based play more than a price-based play. Price obviously is going to go up and going to go down, and there's going to be impacts, and we're certainly seeing that right now. And so folks are going to say, well, the value really is in the oil, which is underpriced right now, so we'll just slow up a little bit, leave it in the ground. And but eventually, you know, the price is going to ebb and flow. But that doesn't, you know, when we're getting single digits percentage of the oil out of the ground, and getting better at it and more efficient at it all the time, this is still a generational play that is not going to be disrupted by a drop in the price, you know, that the ebb and the flow in the price. That ultimately this is an opportunity for a catch up on all kinds of things, whether that be hiring, whether that be infrastructure, and a bump in the road, but not a disruptor of what is a juggernaut, really, of a technology play, more even than a whole industry. I mean, the long-term outlook remains bright, does it not? Obviously, this is not fun, and this causes a little consternation, a little hand-wringing, and you wonder what it's going to mean in short-term impacts. But do you worry long-term about this, Ron?
No, Scott, I think your assessment is right. One of the biggest long-term impacts I have is that if you let people go and the economy elsewhere in the country is improving, they move somewhere else, they find employment there, harder to get them back. That's why investing in these communities now is critical, so that infrastructure can get built. You gotta continue to ensure that your developers understand that this is not a panic situation. This is a potentially a buying situation for some. The financially strong are going to weather this storm that we're in, and they're going to come out bigger and better, stronger. And the resource is going to be produced. This is all happening still at a fairly high level. You never get back those dollars those barrels that you don't recover today, because it's. This is going to happen for a very long period of time. So, but investors you really have no choice at this point. Whether you're an oil company or an investor, or you're participating in wells, you've got to try and ensure that you can cover your debt, maintain your key workforce, and survive this market trauma that we're experiencing, I guess, and see where it goes, because that's what happens.
We had some discussion on our social media over the weekend about the price of gas dipping below $2. It's $1.94 in some parts of North Dakota right now. And obviously folks like the benefit of that, but others are saying, well, wait a minute, if that's the benefit, I might save, $500 a year. But if I lose a job or a family member loses a job, that's not exactly money well spent. One listener said, anyone who seriously thinks that higher oil prices only benefits those west of Minot needs to reevaluate their thinking and quickly. Where do we think the state has gotten all the money to explode spending across the board over the past few years? Even if you don't directly benefit from the huge expansion in government spending in North Dakota, most people are seeing temporary property tax relief with the state buy-downs. Also, about the proposal to eliminate the income tax in North Dakota, would this even be possible without the tax revenue we've seen from oil and gas? Not likely. The $550 a year people are expected to save and reduce gas prices in 2015 could be blown out of the water with the elimination of the income tax. This kind of thinking is precisely why there is and will continue to be an east-west divide in the state. What do you say to that, Ron?
Well, I certainly hope that people across North Dakota, whether they're in the Red River Valley or anywhere across the state, understand that we're talking $8 billion in this biennium's budget from oil and gas production taxes. And but that multiplies back into the people that are buying new cars, that are buying new homes, that are buying, you know, retail items, and all of the businesses across North Dakota have been thriving. And it's a bigger than just North Dakota. It's in the Minnesota region. We certainly hope that Minnesotans understand the tremendous value that they've been deriving from the Bakken because of all of the businesses that are doing business in the Bakken, all of the people that have come over here to work, and the growth of the inputs that they're providing as well. So this is even more than a regional economic driver, and I don't think there's any question in terms of when we look at the state budget, you know, what's 50% of the total state revenues came from oil in 2012, and I suspect 14 is going to be much higher. 2013, I guess, was 50%. So,
let's squeeze in one more call before we let you go. Karen in North Fargo, question for Ron Ness on What's on Your Mind. Karen in Fargo, go ahead.
I didn't hear the beginning of your talk. Do you think some small oil producers will go out of business?
That's a good question, Carol. I would suspect that may be the case. If you're unable to service your debt, we're probably going to see, you know, it's a question of whether if you're an oil producer and you have minerals and lease interests in the Bakken, you're probably going to be, you know, and you financially you can't sustain this through your servicing your debt and those things, you're probably going to be bought out by others. We have somewhere between, you know, 21 and 25 active producers in the Bakken. Typically, that's probably more than what you end up with in a large oil play at the end of the day. So, you know, corrections like this generally tend to lead to more consolidations. And I think the bigger concern will probably be about companies providing services to the Bakken and some of those things that have expanded. Maybe their services get reduced now. So that's an area. And those typically could be North Dakota companies, could be small regional companies, or individuals that have just expanded their business. And they're going to see a reduction. They're going to have to lower their costs. All of this is going to take place, I believe, over the next probably the quarter or quarter and a half. So hopefully, they've got a plan in place like most of the oil companies do. They plan for things like this.
Of course, the mother of all oil field service mergers is underway now with Halliburton and Baker Hughes. So others could follow, right?
Well, when I saw those two combine and consolidate, anything's possible.
No kidding. That's like Chevy and Ford teaming up in the oil field service realm. Rather interesting. Good question, Karen. Thank you for the call, Ron. Thanks for the time, and we'll see. And hear from you quite often during the upcoming legislative session, and look forward to a robust discussion about meeting all the needs out there and keeping tabs on all this. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Go Bison.
There you go. Conflicting with a legislative session and your football viewing pleasure for some, but not yours truly. We'll be down there to cover it all. Anyway, take a break. Back with more to wrap up on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Have at it, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Safety is BNSF Railway's number one priority. BNSF's vision is to operate injury and accident free, and every day they're working to make that vision a reality through their safety programs, training, and technology. Find out more at BNSF.com. We're brought to you today on What's on Your Mind, in part by High Plains Apache, as well as our friends at BNSF. And the folks at High Plains Apache invite you to check out their website, highplainsapache.com. You'll meet their team there. You'll find out more about the ET Ag Center, where they have 50,000 of the most popular name brand parts in the application industry. My favorite part is hearing the stories of the satisfied owners of Apache sprayers. And by the way, they have Apache. They have also some used sprayers of other brands. Basically, if you need something in the application world, they've got it at High Plains Apache. including used sprayers, different brand names. And same thing on the parts side. Yes, they have Apache parts, but they actually have a part for any sprayer you might need. If they don't have it, one of those 50,000 parts, they'll get it to your door within a day or two. Stop and see them in Mandan, across in the Bonanza, right across Main there in Mandan, and also in Frontier, which is just south of Fargo, across from Walmart at the 52nd exit there. Or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Marlon in Bismarck wants to weigh in, and we have a little time to find out what's on your mind here to wrap up the program for a Monday, first day of 2015 on the program. 800-228-0550. Hop up in that soapbox and let us know what's on your mind. Hey, Marlon, tell me.
Good morning.
How are you?
My sister-in-law was coming back from the Bakken down to South Dakota where she lived. She heard you on the air and called us and said that you were talking about Hawk's Pit Stop, the little gas station that we owned here in Bismarck years back, and how...
And how what, Marlon?
Because we started most of the gas wars here in Bismarck.
I lost you for a second there, Marlon. You said you started to tell us a little bit of the history of when it started. Can you hear me, Marlon? For some reason, Marlon's cutting in and out to me. Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, I can't hear him either. Sounds like he's on kind of a bad cell or something there. Is he?
Marlon, are you there?
Wow.
Marlon, why don't you try and call back, would you? And I don't recall, did anybody call about Hawks today? Or was that maybe some of the Phil and Mark were talking about? I don't recall the topic coming up on What's in Your Mind. It may have, because I don't remember anything that comes up. But, Marlon, give us a call back. Here's a call that came in off the air during the break.
Hey, my name's Henry in Fargo. We got a vote for Speaker of the House with Boehner, and I think everybody that listens to your show needs to know that our congressman, Kevin Cramer, is a rhino and needs to vote for the man from Texas. His vote will show if he's a true Tea Party conservative, like he comes on your show and says all the time, or if he is truly just a rhino and not voting the way that people want to vote. Thank you.
You know, it is amazing to me how folks, can point to one vote and say, that vote is how you'll tell me whether or not you're going to define yourself by that vote. I don't know if that's possible for a person to determine where they are in one vote. But, I would also say, if I were a member of Congress, I don't know that I'd vote for somebody unless I thought they could win, because I got to work with the other guy. So there's that dynamic as well. But Louie Gohmert, a Republican from Texas who has had the ring this weekend, I think the vote is tomorrow. But Congressman Cramer will be here Wednesday, so you can give him a call if you want. We'll know then how he voted. But appreciate the call, Henry and Fargo. Okay, Marlon in Bismarck is back. Marlon, we didn't have the best connection with you. Let's try now.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can, yeah. So we lost you at telling some history of Hawks.
Okay. Yeah, we had a little gas station here for like 35 years, and we sold out and went out of the business nine years ago, sometime back. And my sister-in-law heard you on the air, and you were wondering if Hawk was even still alive or still around. He said that he was a former mayor of Bismarck and that had worked hard to keep the prices lower in Bismarck. And you were correct about that, and I still am alive.
Yeah, I'm guessing that must have come up because we've had a lot of conversations about the price of gas in Bismarck and why it's higher there than other places, and talked to some industry experts and whatnot. And so are you're doing well yourself, but you're not selling gas anymore.
Right, we're not. But strange as it might seem, we were coming back from our Thanksgiving vacation down to Laughlin, Nevada and back driving and commenting on the gas prices, et cetera, in Bismarck area and how high they are. And we got to talking, wouldn't it be something if we reopened Hawk's Pit Stop? And if we can't handle it ourselves because of our age, we get a little bit older, why, we might just arrange for someone to have that property and not have to pay any taxes or upkeep or anything. Just let them have it and assist them getting into the business as long as they were 3 to 5 cents below everybody else in town, like we always were.
Well, if you pull that off, you let us know. We'll be the first to tell the world, okay?
Yep, we are going to try it.
All right, Marlon, good to hear from you, and thanks for checking in. Appreciate them. And squeeze in one more quick call. Michael, out in the Bakken, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, sir. I got about 30 seconds for you, quickly.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. I heard you talk about buying stock in oil companies due to these falling prices. And, for example, today some of these companies are down $5. You know, I know oil's going to come up again, and I've been buying some oil stocks.
You're not alone. I think a lot of folks see some of those stocks in energy sector as a bargain right now. I see some of the experts are saying the same thing. So, Michael, thanks for the investment advice for our vast audience today. Appreciate that. Out of time, my friends, but we'll do it again tomorrow, day one of the North Dakota Legislative Session. Join us on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.